Tom, thank you for taking the time to join me today. I'm excited to hear a little bit about what you guys are doing with this forum, when it's going to be happening, and what we can learn from this. So thank you.
I'm just delighted to be here, Aaron. I've been becoming more connected to the Warren community probably in the last year through my involvement with First Lutheran Church. And I had heard about trips that Piper Van Ord took to Poland and then into Ukraine. And then I met Father Rick and heard his story about a contact person in Slovakia, which led to a family of refugees from Kyiv actually arriving in Warren on Memorial Day weekend. And all this stuff is so wonderful because I think the whole world, when we saw on the news day after day the horrible destruction of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, we were all asking, what can we do? And we probably were wringing our hands and think, I don't know that we can do very much. But we have seen right here from Warren, Pennsylvania, examples of doing things that are really quite incredible and an inspiration to all of us. And when that happens, I think people will respond to say, how can I help? So that's why we're going to have this very important community forum a week from today on June 24th, 6:30 in the evening at First Lutheran Church to provide an opportunity for the community to hear the stories of Piper Van Ord and her two children and Father Rick Tamassoni, and he'll be introducing to the folks, the refugee family, Ola and Vanya and Sasha, and Commissioner Kafferlin will be talking about what the county can do to facilitate this. So we're just excited and hope the whole community will show up.
Absolutely. Now, the one thing that I wanted to mention with this is, like you said at the beginning of this, if you are someone here in Warren County that has ever, since the beginning of this, sat there and said, what can I do to help? Well, here is your opportunity. This is your chance. If you were to happen to take the time and come to this event, it's going to be, you know, on the 24th, and it's going to be at the First Lutheran Church, right?
Yes.
And so if you take the time to go to this event, you're going to learn all the different ways that you can help. And one thing that I'm very happy that we can talk about with this is the fact that the First Lutheran Church has raised over $21,000 in cash support for the relief for the Ukrainian refugees through the Lutheran World Relief. And that's a big deal. And that just shows that in Warren County, we can make a big difference.
Absolutely. And there are many different ways that we can make a difference. One way that, as you just mentioned, that First Lutheran Church has used was to send a significant amount of money, over $21,000, to Lutheran World Relief. And I'm sure other churches in the community have, likewise, relief organizations that they can contribute to. It's important for us to see what we're trying to do, not just as a church thing, but as a community thing. Many people who are involved with churches may choose to give through a church avenue, but there's other avenues too in terms of cash. For example, I know that I personally gave a gift to the Hispanic Community Council, which has authorized us to use their 501c3 status so that donors can get favorable tax treatment of their donations. And so, you know, that's also available to anyone to do that. But there will be so many other things. And we've received some magnificent in-kind donations, not cash. I mean, cash is always good. And everyone can't give the kinds of gifts maybe that I'm going to mention right now, but I think it certainly is, we need to applaud the gift of Worley Industries of a free apartment, a lovely apartment in Warren for at least a year for the family that is here now. And also the offer of Superior Tire, of employment for the mother of the refugee family that's here, Ola. I mean, those are magnificent gifts. If we are blessed to receive more families, then of course we'll need more apartments, we'll need more employment, we'll need all kinds of household items. furniture, kitchenware, all kinds of things. Also, we'll need people who would be willing to volunteer to maybe take new residents, refugees, shopping, to medical appointments, to other appointments. They won't have cars at the beginning. Yeah. We'll probably need cars, you know. So, you know, you might have an old car that's sitting in your garage and you don't drive it very much, and we can probably figure out a way that you could donate that, and maybe we would even be able to find a way that you could donate that and receive a tax benefit for the value of the car. I think we can figure that out too.
And it's going to be happening just in downtown Warren, right at the First Lutheran Church, so it's really easy for everyone to get to. 6:30 p.m. is a late enough start time that most people are going to be out of work by then, so it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, and we look forward to having a good crowd. And oh, by the way, I should mention a thank you to the commissioners, because they commissioned a study done by a consultant of the feasibility of the community of Warren to manage receiving refugees. And I'm not going to, I'll save the details of that for Mr. Kafferlin to speak about if he chooses to at our event. But I'll just say that it was very encouraging about the capacity of the community of Warren in terms of services, in terms of transportation, in terms of what would be needed to assimilate a group of refugees without having a detrimental effect on the current residential population.
Yeah, absolutely. You bring up a really great way to talk about that when you're allowing and still giving the commissioners a great opportunity to discuss further, you know, their findings and things with that feasibility study that they did. And, you know, that's the thing that I want to make sure to encourage people that are thinking about and listening to this to go to. You know, if we are able to bring more people into this community, it's just going to be a great opportunity for us to be able to learn from them and for them to be able to learn from us. And I'm honestly really excited to be able to take the time out and hear the story of Ola, Vanya, and Sasha, because it's really, I think, going to be very important. And I think that it's going to be something that I hope that everyone here in the community can take the time out to come to. So again, it's going to be Friday, June 24th, 6:30 p.m., and that is at the First Lutheran Church here in Warren.
Right. And I would like to add just one other thing. There's really an unlimited, almost, our imagination is the only thing that, you know, if we can imagine a way we can help, we can probably do it. We can figure out a way to do it. And the different ways to help, some are maybe large and some are might appear to be less large, but maybe the size of the gift is not as important as the goodwill of the people that are giving it. And even to the point of, I'm saying this as a person of faith, but we want to encourage everybody, whether you're with a faith community or not, to be involved. But, you know, maybe you're someone who's stuck at home and can't, and maybe you don't have a lot of extra money, and maybe you can't think of a way to help. Certainly, you could pray for this effort, you know, and we don't want to minimize that. So everybody should feel this is something they can be a part of, something they can encourage. Just talking to your neighbors and saying, hey, did you hear about this? Isn't that a good idea? Why don't you go with me next Friday night and learn more? Asking your neighbors, do you know where there's any empty houses in Warren that the owner might be willing to share with a refugee family? Let's open our minds and be as creative as we can in our thinking.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Now, I want to echo that sentiment to anyone that's listening that would happen to hear it. It is not about the size of the gift, but it is about the will of you to give the gift. And by giving that gift, it could just be taking the time to think about ways that you can be helpful and ways that you can help the community. And we're asking everyone to come out Friday, June 24th, 6:30. Give that gift.
By being involved, we are not just helping refugees. Definitely we're doing that, and that is so much needed, as you can only imagine if you have watched the news in the last few months. But also, as we help them, they help us. We create a community that is even more broad-minded and diverse and educated about the world and effective in addressing significant problems that are beyond where we are right now. And that's a really nice thing, to be able to think of growth that way in terms of our current worn population.
Absolutely. And you know, like you just mentioned with that, it's just another great reason why we can try it, and why I hope that we can try to bring as many of these refugees as we can in and help them as much as we can. So, Thomas, thank you for taking the time to join me today to talk about this. I'm really glad that we were able to learn about this and glad that I was able to learn about this. And I'm looking forward to your event.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you.